All right, we're rocking and rolling.
This is on?
This is on. This is live. On.
This is live.
And live from New York. It's a Tuesday morning.
It's
afternoon.
Our Tuesday with stories. This has actually been a big, speaking of Tuesdays with stories.
Hey.
Old Maddie got a huge shout out.
Crazy. Thank you, Joe, Mark. I love you. Thank you.
They said very nice, sweet things. It was very, very nice and wonderful to hear.
It is just so funny. The like economy that we exist in is that like, something happened in real life, and then someone talked about it on a podcast, and then we're talking about it on another podcast. Like, it's like a copy of a copy of a copy.
It is,
you know what I mean?
It's a sad game of telephone that we're trying to make money out of.
But that was very cool. It's been a good Tuesday.
That was.
How's your Tuesday been?
So that's why I thought it was so great, the juxtaposition of someone going, like, she's going to be, like, the world-famous superstar, and like everything she believes will happen, and I genuinely believe those things, almost tearing up as I'm listening to it. And so I go on a little walk at lunch for my day job. I want to get in the sun, want to live my life. So I'm kind of zoning out, listening to the song on my way to the park, and I don't notice that perhaps I may have been walking behind a woman the entire time who looked behind with a look that I can only say is sheer terror. So she looked at me with like, oh, and then I did say out loud, I'm not following you, because it was just a dramatic, I'm a communicator, I felt her distress, so I was trying to calm her down. I was like, I'm not following you.
I'm a communicator.
And also, I'm on the way to the park. It's a pretty popular route.
Yeah,
you don't own the park, all right? It's not all about stalking you in the way. Like,
to be fair, what you've told me about your walks is that you listen to motivational things out of your phone and sing along to them.
No, that's
so
not.
So if you were falling behind a woman and you're like, you can do it, nothing can stop you, no one believed in you, but this, they'll see, they'll all see, I would be like, stop following me.
That was not happening. I had headphones in and I was listening to Bad Bunny. It was very much not that vibe. That occasionally happened during runs when I didn't have money for headphones.
It rocks.
So she looked pretty terrified. And she kind of just moseyed out of the way. And then I just awkwardly speed walked past her to prove my point. Like, see how much I'm not following you? I'm going over here. Then I kind of zigzagged to make it look like I'm not even close. But then I felt.
Zigzag?
That felt really
like
weird.
Like an alligator.
I don't know. I wanted her to think I'm
I
not
made myself big like a tree.
I wanted her to think I'm not even going anywhere near you. I'm on the other side of another dimension.
That's so funny.
And then, but that wasn't even
oh,
the
there's
most.
More?
Oh, there's more. So as I'm walking back by a grocery store Western Beef, I see three people like hunched over a pile of spare change. And then I'm like, what is happening here? And then this lady's like, I don't know. They just dumped a bunch of free money on the street. And so I kind of looked for a second, like, I don't need to do that. And then that lasted probably, I want to say, 5 to 10 seconds. And then I got on my knees, took my place. I got about $10 to $15 in quarters.
That is,
off the street.
That's a Crown Heights gold at the end of the rainbow.
And I just kept thinking the whole time, what if the woman from earlier saw me? Like, hey, I'm not a creepy guy. And then I'm just on my knees grabbing coins off the street. Hey, I'm not some deranged homeless person. And I'm just, or really, quite frankly, anybody. If I bumped into literally anybody, a neighbor, God, for a hinge date would be the most hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Someone who was like, I'm looking forward to Thursday. And then they're like, hey, are you on your knees kind of batting away a 14-year-old, grabbing handfuls of quarters, thinking, oh, I got my coffee money for the week?
I'm a raccoon and this is my bread. Get away from my trash can, bitch.
Someone was even like, you got to get in there before the... all the good stuff's gone, and I was
the good stuff. What, dimes? What's the good stuff?
We're talking quarters. And then, so then I walk back. My pockets are jingling. It was like such an eventfully sad lunch.
And that's just lunch.
And that's just lunch. All day hadn't fully begun yet.
Oh my God! How much money did you get?
I counted it up. It was about $11.
That's actually like a lot of change.
I mostly got quarters. I got in there. I was being pretty strategic. I was being pretty smart.
So my strategy here is I'm going to go for the quarters, and then I'm going to circle back around.
You do a Passover. You grab a nickel, poor man's quarter.
Oh, whatever. Passover. Let's not be anti-Semitic just because there's coins on the floor.
But it really was just
that's
a sad.
So funny.
So yeah, I made a lady feel scared and I picked up a bunch of spare change. That was my relaxing. And I just want to go.
What
for
else
a walk
is podcasting about? Yeah. Other than alienating women and making fucking money. Am I right, brother?
That is the clip. That feels like the Legion of Doom where the podcasters get together. Too many people believe vaccines work. How can we undo this? I want men to go back to the 1950s, scientifically, spiritually, and emotionally.
And in terms of, you know, media, apparently, because you're going back to, like, radio broadcasting.
You're going back to sitting alone in a chair, angry, like, smoking a cigarette.
It literally is the same as turning
being like, shut up, Barry, shut up, Deborah, and make my goddamn meatloaf, as you're sitting there being like, now this is real, man. Talking about being, this is a man who's probably never worked a day in his life talking to me about what it takes to be a real man. And that is eating 4,000 supplements a day
and
that my company sells.
And taking a cold bath. So a spa. So yeah. Going to a spa.
Yeah, taking a bunch of fancy herbs and going to a spa every day.
Dude, I still think it's so funny the idea of, because Joe Rogan takes testosterone. I'm pretty sure.
Like, yeah, it's because he's an old guy.
He's got it. I'm not trying to slander the guy, but I thought that was, I'm pretty sure that's a thing. But he's like not like
an, Joe Rogan is trans.
That's my thing.
Yeah, maybe he's anti-trans to throw people off the scent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know which direction he's trans in.
And that's the thing. He's like ultimate non-binary royalty. He's just a big muscle. He's just a big pulsating muscle. He doesn't look like he has genitals at all. He looks like you pull down his pants, it's a smaller bicep.
Can you take so much steroids that you're non-binary?
I think that's what he did. That's why he's like, you can't have them in sports. Then, because he's got to throw off the trail. It's like if you're like, you rob somebody or something, like you're in on it. So you got to shoot yourself in the leg to make them
throw
it away.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so he's throwing himself under the bus. Be like, how could a trans person hate so many trans people? I see through you, Joe Rogan. Oh, and if this is slander, then have us on your podcast and let me suck your dick. If not, then it's all a lie.
Truly cut to it's 2 weeks later. Dude, yeah, that chimp's crazy. That video of that chimp is crazy. I don't know how they're that strong.
Fell out so hard, and I was like, yeah, an orangutan versus a kangaroo. That is pretty crazy. No, it's kind of wild that you could be a millionaire who pays $0 of taxes, and yet you can't say whatever you want. It's kind of crazy. You must be the most oppressed man in America.
Well, hydraulically pressed. He's fucking tiny and compact, dude.
It is like, because you know Napoleon like actually wasn't that short. Like that's a myth. Most people in Europe are around his height.
Really?
Yeah. But Joe Rogan is Napoleon. He's a millionaire off nothing, off shooting the shit. And he can't get over it. He can't get over the fact that someone somewhere, some librarian, is just not a fan.
A librarian!
And he's like, they're after me, the woke mob. There's arenas full of people. You're like an Aztec god. People are going up and saying, like, we worship. They come to you.
They're looking at you for, like, predictions.
Because most people aren't like, I like his comedy. They're like, listening to him change my life. I hunt. I shoot elk. It's like a weird religion.
It is like a lifestyle
it's
brand.
He's a men's lifestyle brand, and yet you're still mad that somewhere, somehow, because that is true Joe Rogan syndrome. You can't get over the fact that you're like 5'3 or whatever, but you're like, I bench press 200 pounds, I fucking married a model, I have my own goddamn hat. Like, it's like all these things. You open your own comedy club, nobody asks you to do it. A little unnecessary. You're like, ruin the Austin barely has water as it is. And now they have to have twice as much just to handle all the smelly open micers he invited to that godforsaken hellhole. Truly a miserable town full of miserable people. Don't you dare cut that out either, Maddie. And He's still upset. He can't be happy.
Yeah.
He's like Donald Trump in that way, where it's like, it's so, I remember once I was coming down from this acid trip and with friends of the podcast, Sam Prickett and Aaron Cobb, and we were watching some documentary and Donald Trump came on and I just started hysterically laughing because it's like, he's like 73, horribly suntan, fake hair. And it's like, you're like at the end of your life and you're still trying so hard to be liked in the most vapid sense. You are president, your dad, you have failed upwards to wealth that is unimaginable. And you're still the most miserable piece of shit.
Yeah, nobody talks about the fake tan enough.
Like, it's like embarrassing.
Who are you, surfing? Like, yeah. What's the idea here? Yeah. You're blonde? His hair should be gray.
Yeah.
Dude, if he
America. It's a vapid, dumb person who's like, I'm smart. I don't need to read books. That's for losers.
Yeah.
And vaguely, like, racist, moron sales personality. And
a door-to-door salesman of racism.
Yeah, and he's
that
just,
tries to upsell you from like.
Yeah, and that also because that's also not even his idea. Like that's just the zeitgeist, right? And that's like
he's not even creative or he doesn't have enough conviction to be racist. He's just parroting what he's heard.
Yeah, he's just like, I think this is what people think, and it's but he's still miserable. You think at some point, and that's like the hilarity of narcissism in the endless pit of self is like he still didn't do it. You could become president again.
That's awesome.
He could behead Joe Biden and everybody on the front stairs of the White House, and he'd still go, oh, I don't know. He'd still be bummed out. He's literally gotten away with probably murder, and he is fine. And he's still sad. He's still mad. His steakhouse is buildings named after him. It's like a Greek tragedy. It's like hilarious. So many people are like, Donald Trump will never get here. So I'm like, he has to deal with who he is for the rest of his confused. He'll have to have, because his brother was smart. His brother took the easy way out and was like, I'm just going to drink a flask a day and die at 42, which was the express lane to like basically salvation. And then he's like 14 Diet Cokes, getting mad about Twitter. Screaming, going to like at basically booking like Broadway comedy shows across the country where he's just doing bringer shows where he just basically tells like shitty like hack jokes that would work at like rural shows. It's like Kung Flu and everyone's like god damn right, and his audience who he kills with, it's like people he hates because he's like an uppity like clearly closeted gay man from Queens. He doesn't like poor white people. He doesn't like people that own boats in Florida. He wants to be like best friends with like the top tier of society, but they will never love him. And he will never love himself. And it's kind of a beautiful tragedy at the end.
Wow.
Of it. There's some justice in this dark world.
Just the idea of Donald Trump barking outside of the Grizzly Pair, like, hey, you want to vote for me tonight? Free voting for me?
Yeah, and then everyone's like, yeah, oh, he's kind of funny. And I'm like, yeah, everyone who's that fucked up emotionally is kind of funny. They occasionally, that broken machine of a brain sputters out a decent line every now and then.
Yeah, he would have been I know this is not a totally new, everyone says this, but he would have been a great comic.
Yeah, but the hole's too big. Not even a sold out show.
Not even the dick of comedy could fill up that loose pussy of a life.
No, he needs to like be like God Emperor.
Yeah, he does. He is like vying for like a level of power that like doesn't exist in the world anymore. It's like a medieval feudal.
Yeah,
like,
I know, because he was like talking about North Korea, and he's like, oh, his people stood strong. He's like, I want my people to stand like that, like your people.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, it's no. I mean, it's scary and bad and dangerous, but. It is, again, in the abstract, he's a hilariously tragic moron, and I think it's really funny. That's probably why he's popular, is a lot of Americans are that guy. They're just that guy making 32 grand a year.
A lot of Americans will get a fake tan into their 70s.
Yeah.
And blonde hair. Like, what even is that? Like, no, what even is that?
And then people
you
have
be
to
fuckable?
Pretend, and then, like, old, like Republican moms have to pretend like, oh, Donnie T. And I'm
they
like...
They do. There's, like, a sexual aura around that's happening with him.
Yeah.
That is not happening. Because there's only
and
been a thing in America
And he just looks
like
a bunch of butterscotch ice cream stacked in a suit.
He's like lumpy and weird and has like a fat ass. He's got like a juicy fucking fat ass. Yeah. And nobody, you know the picture of him golfing where he's like,
yeah.
Where he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Trump's stuck in a dryer.
He does look like, he looks like probably like the hottest hooker you could find in all the towns he goes to rally in. Like from the back.
Dude, there is like a sexual, because it's like a thing, right? That like a lot of the time, oh, I just turned my mic off. Yeah. That a lot of the time, like the tallest person wins the election.
Sure, that's what I've heard.
So there's something to like male dominant fucking, you know, like lizard brain, big guy protect us. But he's doing it on such a level that it is like, I want you to fuck my wife. Like that's like the energy.
I think a lot of MAGA people would be like, he needs to fuck my wife to save America.
If he told them that's what he had to do, they would let him do it.
They would be honored. They'd be like, there's this whole movie that's like about someone who's like, God predicted, told me Donald Trump was going to run for president. It's a whole movie.
It's like a documentary about a guy who claims he foresaw
it. No. They made a fictional movie off of a book talking about how like an angel came and told him that Donald Trump was going to run for president.
This is post Donald Trump actually running.
Right. This is post. Well,
I thought
Donald
you were
Trump
like
running.
Somebody made this like fucking in 2002.
No,
and
that'd
it
be
actually came through. Well, you know, God designed this, right?
I'm like, how stupid. Listen, you got to pick a lane, Christians. It's like, do you believe in any of the things or not?
Well, how do you mean? I agree with you, but in regards to
he's
Trump,
he's like pretty non-Christian guy.
Oh yeah, all yeah. The hookers and shit. And the I'm curious. Do they go like, oh, that was evidence planted by the Democrats and blah, blah, or are they like,
he's a
who
forgiven-
doesn't fuck a hooker?
Or they go, he's a forgiven man of God. Or are they just so, well, he's an angry white guy that we like that a lot more than whatever something else is.
Than a slightly... Because
also like a true, true like Christian is supposed to be like a humble person. You're not supposed to put your name on everything. He no, literally is like all seven of the sins.
But like American Christianity is so in bed with capitalism in a way that it's like so far removed.
That's
from its
true.
Roots.
It's its
I
own
mean, maybe
thing.
Like evangelical Christians.
That's true.
Like
believing in God in America is kind of not the move. It kind of goes against the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, no, America is like God gave me my boating company. And that's why I can pay you under minimum wage, because you should be lucky. You should be lucky you're here at the World Kingdom.
Fucking evil place.
Yeah. Really yeah. Fun, stupid people.
You know, capitalism is all about, like, endless, just, there's no end in sight. So if there's a God or a heaven, that's, like, something that could cap
that's the
market value.
Yeah, that's the end.
You know what I mean? We need to see beyond
there
that.
There's, like, a literal, like... You know, thoughts from Yoshi.
Hi, Yoshi.
There was like a literal sort of train of thought from like, I think, new millionaires and almost billionaires in the 1900s where they're like, well, you can't take it with you. But they meant it like they were really disturbed that they couldn't take their money with them. And there's a few people, I think, that were buried with their money.
And like took it out of circulation?
Yeah, or like they wanted to be.
Oh, he got a little bite.
Did the cord fucked?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just sort of like...
That
like,
was his Ted Kaczynski moment. Tear it down!
Yeah.
Buried with your money is crazy. Like a pharaoh?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a fucking pharaoh?
Yeah, I think there were some people that...
Like, you think it'll come with you?
They're like,
if
what
I'm holding
on to
it when I die, yeah. And I just...
I don't think anyone did, but I think they were planted. There's a few people that are like, let me think about it.
That's crazy. Dude, I...
That's what I was thinking about doing with the quarters earlier.
It's coming with me straight to hell.
Look Satan in his eye and ask him to borrow $40.
Hell would be like, yeah, we have water, but it's like a vending machine.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
and it's
you gotta
like,
go to
it's,
bank and get quarters.
Yeah, hell is, yeah, hell is just a bus stop with one broken vending machine, and it's never coming. And it's a very hot day.
If you could take one item with you to the afterlife, what would it be?
This podcast.
Amen.
Riff to the I don't know, because I'm like, what is the afterlife? What's it entail? What can I have over there?
Let's say you're going to heaven and you're gonna meet God.
Okay,
I would bring a gun.
Shoot that bastard right square in his eyes for what he's done in the fucking world. Prison Shake style.
Imagine you go to heaven and you have to go through like TSA first.
Like, what the fuck is
you gotta
this?
Take off your shoes. Christians have TSA pre-check. They
yeah,
have clear.
Yeah, they like, go through. Yeah, and you're like, God damn it. Oh, man. Well, speaking of whether or not there's a God, our first news story really makes me think
Be. Okay, I read the headline. I didn't read the whole article because I wanted to react in live time.
Okay.
But I'm extremely excited about what this
is. All right, so our first news article of the week, in these troubled times, we get true heroes that rise up to the occasion and do what needs to be done. And the true heroes of our generation, the mighty orca, the killer whales.
Oh, this is not the one I was thinking.
Who are coming up in sinking ships. They just sank a yacht off the coast of Spain.
Let's go.
They almost exclusively sink luxury ships.
That's fucking awesome.
Another one.
Wait,
killed.
Did people die, though?
People did die.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
They are for
okay,
sure
I
killing
didn't, people. I didn't mean to cheer that. That's, yeah. That's very sad.
But,
that's very sad.
But one of them, I think, was like a whaling ship off of like Alaska. They like attacked and pushed it over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is there a video of it? Also, how does a whale sink a ship? Like, what's their
they
tactic?
Like, well, these are smaller ships. They just kind of jump up on them. Like, they get it to tip over. And then scientists are like, why are they doing this? And they're like, well, they seem to be mostly teenage orcas, and we think that they're just bored teenagers.
Oh, my God.
Like, causing mayhem, like smoking cigarettes and throwing rocks at cars in the freeway.
That's fucking
crazy. That's their equivalent, is just sinking ships.
We need, like, an after-school program.
Yeah.
You know what
or
I mean?
We just need a goddamn, I don't know, just put a fucking, you know, hammer and sickle on those bastards and have them go through, dude. I think it's like Avatar where it's like, Ewa heard you! And the orca just comes up. A million orcas. How biblical would that be in the Middle East right now if you just see like literal water and then a bunch of whales?
Whales?
Come- yeah, yeah. Whales come out of the ground.
Dude, I do think animals like are mad at us and know a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of them a lot of bit.
I
if
mean,
like
I think,
a chicken.
Well, I mean, especially orca. I mean, we got the whole, you ever see the documentary Blackfish? Pretty dark, but it talks about how mistreated they were at SeaWorld. And orcas are very smart. So it's like almost like if you took like a 10-year-old person or something, put them in a cage. Like they separate
Jesus.
Their young from birth. So I think what happened probably is one of the orcas gets back to the ocean. Talks to the other orcas.
They've been radicalized?
I think they're radicalizing orcas. And they get very angry, and then they're like, that's the ship full of those fucking weird people that like to put us in cages and poke the glass and stare at us and buy little plushy things. And then they're just like, we're going to fucking kill them.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, that reminds me of, like, some of the effects of climate change are, like, there's going to be more turbulence on airplanes. And,
really?
Like... And, like, things will be slightly hotter, and there's a little more CO2 in the air, so, like, you literally won't be able to think as well. And, like, it just reminds me of the orcas, because I'm like, everyone's just going to be slightly pissed off all the time. And that's an effect of climate change that nobody's talking about. You're just going to be kind of in a... Like,
but I feel that already. I'm there now.
It's kind of why we might do well.
Yeah, but I'm like, also, like, any sort of large city in the summer, like, beautiful stuff yet, but having to get on a train... When you're sweating your ass off.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks. And so it's like that. It's like 110 degrees. Do I have my fucking gas mask? And there's all this. Like,
but that's why I'm wondering. Maybe that's where the orcas are coming from. If the ocean's a fucking half degree hotter or whatever it is now.
That's
I don't know what it
true.
Is. But
or from
you know
their
I mean?
Perspective, the humans are dumber. Time to strike. They're ready to go.
Wait, dumber? What do you mean?
Like we're all pissed and irritated.
Oh, like we're fucking
we're
hot
slower.
And sweaty
yeah,
and not thinking
just,
about
they
it.
They come at it.
And that's when they, yeah. Dude, what? Oh. Okay, let me take that back. I said, oh, like I was, oh, I actually, let me look at this published in a scientific paper.
Yeah.
This is fucking nothing. But like, what if when climate change, like a fucking, you know, cities flood and we're all underwater and stuff, what if the new like order is like dolphins and the super smart sea creatures who now have access to all of our infrastructure that's underwater?
Because
if you have an office building that's underwater, then a dolphin
like
can just fucking...
They have, like, jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working my way up. The whole... It's Free Willy, but it's just about a guy who works at a dead-end job.
Post-climate change?
Yeah, just... Whatever. The opposite.
That's so funny.
The guy's doing backflips. They're, like, breakdancers. The dolphins. They used to be.
That's fucking awesome.
Okay, our second news story, and I do think this is a... Example of unfair persecution.
This might be the one I was thinking
this
of.
This is the one you were thinking of. So, 81-year-old man dubbed serial slingshot shooter was arrested in California. So he was an 81-year-old man that had been for years taking a slingshot and shooting random people's like windows and windshields on their cars.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not while they were.
Is it illegal to follow in the footsteps of Donald Trump and be an 81-year-old man just kind of flicking people in the nose?
Yeah, to be a spiritually broken elderly man. I'm also like, hey, if you're 81, you're still mad at the world. And that's truly like how a man progresses. Like 34, that's a school shooter. 81, it's just a slingshot. 81, it's just like, let me just throw a tennis ball at your window.
He can't, he can't get like his gun hard, essentially.
Yeah, he's just, that's like the testosterone lower. That's like, if I just ding your fucking rearview mirror, that's enough for me.
What was he shooting at?
Oh, people's front windows and then the windshields of their cars. But it was when people weren't there.
That's awesome.
I think it was like target practice. And he's like, his lawyer is like, he's not saying any comment. I'm also like, what crime is that even? Like, I can't even imagine. It's like, just like, if I was a cop, I'd be like, can you just quit, man? Like, what the hell is this?
Also, like,
so I think most of the time you gotta get the police involved, it's like some sort of threat of violence. Where it's like, there's just an old man shooting tennis balls at my house. You're like,
Imagine he goes to jail. Where do you fall in the social pecking order if you're 81-year-old slingshot guy? You know what I mean?
Everyone must just assume he's really crazy. I have to imagine.
They're either going to leave you alone or you're going to be absolutely horribly abused. Or you're going to be like the dog of dogs.
I can't imagine, like, the slingshot guy's got to be just such a weirdo. He's got to give off such a weird energy. And I think whoever's just sitting in county jail, like sobering up off a DUI, is just like, I'm not even touching that guy. Somebody's just mad. He's just
the way that people do, like, you know, prison workouts and push-ups and stuff. He's just firing a fake slingshot in the air. Practicing.
He gets a rubber band and just it's like
the noodle from the fucking cafeteria.
Yeah, like coming together. So funny.
We gotta have him on the pod, dude.
We do have him on the pod. But speaking of newsworthy events, we have a new sponsor, too.
Thrilled to hear it.
Yeah. So what do most podcasts do, Maddie Wiener? They don't believe in you. Most podcasts, again, it's ads for why you need therapy because you're such a whiny bitch. Why you need Blue Chew because your dick doesn't work. But we know, phones in the back, we believe in you. You don't need therapy. You figured it out. You don't need Blue Chew, you're hard for life, and your dick is too big. And that's why we are proud to be sponsored by Red Spit. Now, this is a type of gum. If you're anything like me, and you're constantly almost passing out from that python in between your legs pulsating, and you need to fucking stamp that boner out like the mess that it is, with Red Spit, this is actually state-of-the-art technology, Maddie.
Red Spit.
You put a liquid, this sort of vial in your mouth, switch it around. It releases a hormone that brings up your least sexiest memory, like your uncle opening a pickle jar, shirtless. Kills the boner instantly, but you do have to spit it out because it'll really go into the depths of this unsexy memory, so you don't want to be throwing up and stuff.
If you swallow it, it's like in you for it's all you can see on the back of your
eyelids. Yeah, there is some side effects. So again, you swish, spit, dick goes right back in. It's like a scared turtle.
Red Spit. Are you too hard?
All the time? Are you too hard and your dick's too big? We're here for you.
If you have a boner for more than 4 hours, call a doctor. No, call us. Red Spit. I thought you were going to say Red Spit like when you floss for the first time in 3 months. I was like, that's like so trashy and specific.
No, that would be a lot more specific.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, we're really on that.
And this is a personal testimony. It's worked for you?
Yeah. 100%. I can't even see my dick anymore. I use too much. Now it just looks like a nipple on a strange man. We broke Maddie's brain, ladies and gentlemen.
A nipple on a strange man. That's so funny.
I'm pretty good. What I'm good, I'm good. What can I say? Do you floss a lot?
Not as much as I should.
I don't floss a lot either. I buy the things. I should start doing it every day. I feel like a dentist is like a thing I'm putting off because I know I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, it's really a test I haven't studied for. Yeah.
I brush my teeth several times a day.
Yeah, I brush my teeth. I'm just flossing is not. I've not been good about it.
Yeah. And it's just one of those. I'm like, how many fucking errands do I have to run for this goddamn thing?
I kind of want to get my teeth whitened.
Oh, I want to get veneers.
Do you really?
100%. When the Patreon money comes in, veneers firsthand. I drink so much black coffee, my fucking teeth. It looks like I'm like this fucking yokel. Just like I'm looking at like some photos. It's like I got like shit. Like I've been chain smoking fucking like Pall Mall since I was 13. It's absolutely absurd behavior.
I would maybe get veneers too.
Oh, I want to pearly white these motherfuckers. I want to smile and blind people. I want to buff these.
I'm so used to like the shape of my teeth that I'm worried I would get them and then, like not look like myself. Like I want them whiter, but like.
Yeah, I want the whole. I'm fine with the whole thing.
Really?
I just rip
shaving it out. Down your teeth and all that.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe I'll get like some Canal Street veneers. It's like
just glue them on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, do you remember there was a thing on Instagram? People were like doing like home dentistry.
America's a fucking hellhole, dude.
But it wasn't even like it wasn't even that like you can't afford it. It was like I guess it was kind of like trendy to get like adult braces or something, and people were like, come on over, I'll give you braces. And it's like, you can't just like do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just like glue shit on people's teeth.
No, that's like horrific. It's really
really scary.
So many people take shit from the internet at face value. Like, you know that whole like taping your mouth thing?
No, what?
Like
tape in your mouth?
Some comics have like bits about it in the top, but it's like there's like a trend or whatever on TikTok like to tape your mouth when you sleep so to force yourself to breathe through your
mouth. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I read articles about that. That's bullshit. They don't think that works at all. So it's like you're like.
But what is it supposed to do other than
it's supposed to be like, oh, this will force you to breathe through your nose. And it's
but
like,
then what does breathing through your nose do?
They're like, well, that's how you should be breathing. So it's going to stop you from being a little mouth breather. But it's also like you're kind of mostly doing that anyway. And it's like there's not a lot of evidence. It's like before we put tape on the mouth, let's look at like a double blind study. Let's not look at a chick on Instagram. Duct tape in her mouth like she's a hostage.
Also, like, these people just want to go viral. So they're just saying shit that's going to catch on. It's not, they
can
have
you
no
imagine?
Incentive to, like...
Fucking animals. These people just want to be popular.
As we're like, Joe Rogan is trans. These, just a spin the wheel word association.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any of those that you've, like, fallen for? Because, okay, I've gone the other direction
little,
where I thought...
I was a little cold shower guy for a while.
But
although
that's,
I do
that's
think
real,
it does
right?
work. Yeah,
I think that's a real thing.
Stuff, yeah.
But I almost went the opposite way where I was like, vitamins aren't, like, real. That's, like, wooey that's... L.A. shit. And then a doctor drew my blood and was like, you are deficient in vitamin D and you need to go to... And I was like, I thought vitamins were, like, fucking Reiki or something.
Yeah, I kind of had that growing up, too, because I was like... I just think degenerate brain where I'm like, I don't feel any different when I take them.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even I took a B12. I don't even have a fucking buzz, man. I was like, vitamins don't. Oh, fish oil my ass. How about you fish some of this fucking oil out of my ass? Swallow that instead. You fucking feel something. And so
it literally is like, what did you think? It is like, you think it's going to hit you
a little bit.
I'm coming down off the vitamin C.
I thought I'd be like pepping my step. I feel great.
I did too. I thought I would take but Prozac doesn't even do that immediately. But like, I thought I would like take like vitamin D and feel like,
be like, wow, good
fucking
for
up.
You. Vitamin D. Yeah. And it's nothing. Well,
but I've been like so fucking sleepy. Like recently I'm like, I'll sleep like 8 hours, drink a coffee and be like, I need to take a nap. Like, so fucking tired all day. And I was talking to my friend, and she was like, yeah, it could be, like, an iron deficiency and, like, vitamin D deficiency. So I'm going to start taking those. But then I took one, and I almost, like, threw up. That's where I am with wellness stuff, too. I know. I fucking 180 too fast. I'm like, vitamins. And then I'm, like, nauseous over a toilet because I tried to fucking go too fast. I did that one time, too. I, like, didn't eat all day, and then I went on the Stairmaster, and then I had to cancel the show because I was, like, about to pass out.
Yeah, I've definitely been a man of extremes in various points of my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, trying to think the most like health wise I was just absurd. Like I was like, I hadn't exercised like at all through most of my adult life. Then I started working out with you and I was like, well, I will run 4 to 5 miles every fucking day until I was just like an angry skeleton out there on a treadmill. Like, I'm so close.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, weird like diets and stuff. It's not weird, but for a second I was like, oh, maybe I'm allergic to like gluten and dairy, and I tried to like cut them out, and that shit was so gross.
Oh,
I
was the like, grossest thing I've done was poor man keto.
What the fuck is that?
That's when you try to do keto but you're poor. So it's not a lot of, not a very complex.
You know? Oh, so you can't have like steaks and stuff. You just have to have like
just eating eggs and sardines. Because I was like, I want to drop this weight fast. And I was doing a call center training, which I was planning on bailing after like 3 to 4 weeks just to get the money. And I remember I was like, I was just eating eggs and sardines. And then this guy I work with was like, you would want to go to like McDonald's or Burger King for lunch. And I was like, I didn't want to say I was on a diet. That would be social suicide. So I would like get a McChicken, and then when he was in the bathroom, I'd like take the bun and throw it away, just eat the patty. And I'm like, I'm sticking to my keto diet. By just mainlining, like, I don't even know, like a dead processed circus animal and salt.
There's like no meat in it.
There's nothing. Yeah. I just like probably took like 5 years off my life just mainlining salt.
Just salt and like packing peanuts.
Just salt and packing peanuts. It was just like the dump. And it's like, hey, maybe exercise and eat like a balanced diet. But I was like, no, this is, I read some stuff.
Keto is the most masculine, like, you can't have fruit. That's gay. That's like literally
anytime
all it
you
is.
Get into a diet when you're like vegetables are too gay. You gotta eat stuff you killed with your hands.
It's like so.
I'm
insane.
Like, I'm pretty sure vegetables are good for you. I don't know a single world where vegetables are bad.
Honestly, Joe Rogan's almost the only one I respect because I'm like, well, you actually did kill it yourself.
Yeah.
If you're keto from the grocery store, like, what the fuck are you doing,
yeah,
dude?
You went to like Whole Foods and like, I'm gonna have the biggest cut of steak. Then I'm going to go home, listen to Joe Rogan, and I'm going to do all the damn, I'm a manly man. Do you have the manly man menu here? I'm a big old man. They should do that. If you have a keto at a restaurant, they go, oh, you have to wear the bib. You're a manly man. Like, instead of happy birthday, it's like, manly man,
man.
Got a big hog and so much money. You're a manly man. He does his own research. Put a KKK hat on him.
Yeah, dude, that might be the perfect fucking...
That might be the perfect... We did it yet again. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you. Come to the Patreon if you want some more fun.
Patreon.com/phone is in the bag.
Yeah, come to, check out my link tree. Come see any upcoming shows. I'm in the New York area mostly right now, but come see Maddie hitting the road. Running around.
Maddie T. Wiener on Instagram, Sacramento, San Francisco, Corvallis, Springfield, Massachusetts, Boston. Come check it out. Link is in my bio. I'm on my website. And sign up for my mailing list if you want to get a direct email when I'm coming to your city. We love you. Bye.